Graham's death reshapes the Senate at the worst possible moment. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina died Saturday at 71. Preliminary findings indicate an aortic dissection, a tearing of the aorta's inner layer that can kill within hours if undetected. Graham died at his Washington, D.C. home hours after returning from a trip to Kyiv, one of many he had made as one of Congress's most visible Ukraine supporters. The FBI has joined the investigation, which press accounts describe as standard institutional protocol for the death of a sitting senator, given the geopolitical circumstances of his final trip. No foul play has been reported. The Kyiv detail carries legislative weight. Graham had championed a Russia sanctions bill imposing significant additional financial penalties on Moscow and on countries facilitating Russian sanctions evasion. His allies are now invoking his death to pressure wavering colleagues, creating a situation in which his passing may accomplish legislatively what his advocacy was building toward. Trump's own public comment that Graham was into keeping the Ukraine war going read as a critique even in the context of mourning, illuminating the enduring fracture within the Republican Party on Ukraine policy. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is reportedly fielding calls from GOP power brokers to seek Graham's Senate seat in South Carolina. That prospect is generating concern among foreign policy and economic professionals because Bessent has been among the most competent navigators of the administration's tariff architecture and trade negotiations, including the stalled U.S.-India talks ahead of a July 24 deadline. Losing him from Treasury at this moment would carry its own consequences. Senator McConnell's simultaneous hospitalization has compounded Republican vulnerabilities. Republicans hold a narrow Senate majority and cannot absorb many absences or defections. Democrats are already framing the Big Beautiful Bill, and particularly its Medicaid provisions, as a midterm campaign weapon, a deliberate effort not to repeat what party strategists believe was a failed communication strategy around the Affordable Care Act in 2010.